I'm Dane Foley, joined today by Chris Hussey. Chris, I want to thank you very much for coming in this morning to start with.
Well, I appreciate you having me about 5 minutes late. Everybody, how I roll.
All right, Chris, well, you have an event coming up. Tell me all about it.
Well, unfortunately, the Wabash River Palooza, the main Palooza, was forecast to be April 25th. Down at Kimmel Park like it was last year, but due to the flood and you don't know the weather.
Right.
We decided just to do the path to the Palooza this April 25th still. It's down at the Riverfront Pavilion or the Farmer's Market, I call it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be going on tomorrow from 5 p.m. to about midnight. We're going to have four bands playing, excuse me. Rawless Horror is going to open it up. The Tuesdays, Loner Dottie. And I'm going to have to look at my notes. Who's the last one?
Is Rolla first?
Yes, Rolla is first.
So you'll start late.
What's that?
So you'll start late.
Yes, 5 p.m.
No, what I mean is if it's supposed to be at 5 and Rolla's first, you'll start at 5:20.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. You know all about it now.
Yes.
You're catching on. So excuse me, Rolla at 5, the Johns at 6:30, Loner Dottie at 7:45, and the Tuesdays are closing out 9 to 11.
Okay.
This is called the Path to the Palooza because the main Wabash River Palooza back on Kimmel Park like we did last year will be June 6th.
Okay.
Starting at 12 p.m. this year. This year we will have two stages.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That was the plan last year, but recently, right?
Then, yeah, it was the talk of it and all that, but when it came to fruition, it was just easier to keep it on one. And if you remember anything about last year, I'm trying to fill in that voided gap where you guys filled in for me,
which I
appreciate the heck out of. But we're trying to fill in that little blank gap of 45 minutes or so, setting up for the next.
Sure, no, I understand that. You know, it was really nice. It got windy. It got a little windy and rainy at one point last year, but otherwise the weather was pretty good. It was a really nice day. The show was fantastic. I can't recommend going enough. So tomorrow night's event, is there a cost involved in getting into that?
Tomorrow night's event, $15. All proceeds are going towards the greater event.
Okay.
This year, since we have two stages, June 6th will be $20 entry. $15 entry, excuse me, and $16 and under free. The main event on June 6th will be $20 entry and kids 16 and under free as well. But this year, since we're going to have two stages, not only are we going to donate to the Evan Twitty Scholarship, I always want to say foundation, but Evan Twitty Scholarship, we're also going to do donate to Sandy's Food Pantry.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, they help out, I guess. I found out. I'm trying to partner with something with VU as well because of the venue you guys give me. And I guess they help with a lot of food insecurities for students.
They do.
Yeah, so.
It's the same thing you just said, right? I shouldn't say anything because I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head either.
Me too. I've been waiting for a call back. They know I'm going to do it, and I wish I had more details, and I just read up on the internet before I came here.
No, I understand.
I understand 100%.
So, Chris, one more time, tell me about tomorrow night's event, time, who's performing, and the cost to get in.
5 p.m., Riverfront Pavilion, or the Farmer's Markets, people call it. $15 a head, $16 under free. There will be Delaney with Melted Magic will be there. Shirts and Giggles will be there, pressing shirts, and there may be some food. I'm going to put a big maybe on that.
Okay.
If you know anything about me, they're going to be rolling in 5 minutes afterwards.
All right. So. Well, Chris, I appreciate you coming in this morning, letting us know what's going on. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
That is Chris Hussey.